This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. I'm Alec Mappa, and I'm here to introduce the queen of showbiz, America's sister, and finalist on Star Search, Lonnie Love.
Hello, Alec. I am so excited to be talking to Sasha Cobie today. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. How are you?
Well, it's been a very busy morning. I had to drive my husband to a colonoscopy.
Oh.
So that's fun. You know, listen, if you're a certain age, you have to get your colonoscopy. You have to drink this awful thing the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then they anesthetize you and they put a camera up your booty and then they take pictures and then email them to you. It's fascinating.
But you only have to do it once every 10 years. So
yeah,
that's
once
the
every
thing.
10 years.
But definitely do it.
Yeah, definitely do it. It's no joke. I got the results of mine several years ago and they found 6 Chilean miners and a Thai soccer team. A little bit of trivia. What have you been up to?
A fool.
This is where fart sound usually comes in.
You are just a messy mess. Messy mess.
I love it.
I've been looking at your Instagram. That's what I've been doing. Getting all your jokes. So I'm getting ready for my European tour. Yes, I'm going to be touring Europe.
Okay. Where are you the most excited about going?
Casablanca. Yes.
You're going to the continent of Africa.
Yes.
Have you ever been?
Yes, I have. I have been to Africa many times. I've been to South Africa, Ghana. So this is the first time that I've been, what is it, the tip?
Yeah.
So this is the first time. So I'm excited about that. But I'm more excited to get back into my stand-up and making, doing full sets and writing new material and coming up with new premises and stuff. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So I will let you know when I get back in May how it turned out.
Oh, we're so lucky to get to do what we do. Gratitude
all day long. So, but Squirrel Friends, we are always working for you, doing something for RuPaul. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking to America's next drag superstar, Sasha Cobie. But right now, Squirrel Friends, it is time for 15 Seconds to Say. This is where Alec and I have 15 seconds to race and say all of our most important thoughts and takes on a topic given to us by our wonderful producers. Now that season 15 is done, we have a winner. What do you want this season to be remembered for? That is the question, Alec. You have 15 seconds. Ready, set, say.
I'm all about history, so I want season 15 to be remembered for drag queens and trans women speaking up for themselves against all the hate and ignorance out there. Period. End of subject.
Great. 14 seconds. You
14
have gotten
seconds.
So good.
I know.
14
I know.
Seconds. Okay, my turn.
Here we go. Ready, set, say.
I want this season to be remembered as the season of inclusivity. I mean, we've always been inclusive on Drag Race, but we had a big queen, we had a African-American queen, we had Hawaiian and trans, and that is what drag is about, and we keep fighting for LGBTQ rights. Love it.
Get it. Oh my God, we're getting so good at this.
I love. Now, Squirrel Friends, if you want us to say something about anything for 15 seconds, DM or message us your ideas at Alec Mappa on Instagram or at Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram and at Lonnie Love on Twitter. All right, Squirrel Friends, it is time to take a quick break, but when we get back, it will be time for the Sasha Cobie meet and greet.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Squirrel friends, it's time. No punny intro or a clever quip can do her justice. She's an icon, mother, goddess, and we're so happy to have her here. Please welcome the winner of season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race, America's Next Drag Superstar, Sasha Colby!
Mama!
Hi, everyone.
Sasha.
Period.
Welcome to Squirrel Friends. First of all, how does it feel to be America's drag superstar?
It feels right. It feels right. No, it feels wild.
Yeah.
I think it's taking a second to like really all settle in. I also didn't look at my phone. It was just so much.
Oh, really?
I kind of put my phone away. Uh-huh. Be present in like that night. And I didn't really, I only talked to like the, you know, like very, very close friends that night. But then we had a great party here with like all my close friends that are here in New York. So it was just really, really great to just sit in the accomplishment. And the fact that like, for me, it's such a personal triumph that I set a goal for myself that I really am like, just like for me, glad I accomplished it. It was a job well done for myself. But then, then the impact of how many people have been so supportive and getting like all these reaction videos of everyone else reacting, like crying more than I did. And I was crying.
Right.
I was crying.
Right.
But like they were crying more than I did. Like they won, which was so beautiful. Like,
yeah,
whatever my vulnerability was, allowed people to see themselves in me, which is such a win for so many people, like the AAPI community, Polynesian girls, the trans community. I mean, extra was witnesses, like the trauma list goes on. So
yeah. And the authenticity that you brought to this competition, I think elevated it in such a way that hasn't happened in a way before Sasha Colby, before you arrived. And I'm sure you felt that in the audience.
Yeah.
You know, you felt that, you know, the minute you walked out on stage, the thunderous applause. Talk about your experience on Drag Race. And if you can include in your answer, I know you have so many appointments today. Tell us your favorite memory. Experience, memory, go.
Like when you first got the call that you knew you were going to be on, and then you can move on.
When I got the call, I just got in. I mean, I'm in pageant mode. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Okay, we got to do this. Like, let's go. It was actually finally like, okay, let's go play again. So me and my best friends, you know, we conjured up all these things. We got the looks together. So it was just very, I was in action mode. And I understood like the gravitas behind my name and the amount. I did not expect when we got announced how much like social media was going to go crazy for it. And before I even did anything, which then I'm like, how, like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's a superstar already. I'm like, well, actually, I was just like, we're going to hamburger Mary's. Like,
right.
I mean, I'm like, you know, being a drag queen, working drag queen, like it never came into an idea that I was this legend until I guess it became like the social media, like support of the Colby era. But I mean, I think one of my favorite memories was really when we were doing Daytona Wins. And that was one of the moments where we really got to work with Rue. One of the first since like the first episode where we do the photo shoot. And just watching this lady playing like we're all dolls And I'm like, like, she's getting her nut off. She's getting her jollies taken care of before anyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's like, oh, yeah. no, you do this. And then do it like that. And then like, so she, it was her living her little kid fantasy. And it was like bringing me so much joy and realizing like, whoa, like, this is where, I mean, we're all just playing dress up here. We're all playing like little kid dreams. And I mean, that's what we're all doing in life.
Right. Yeah, but you did it a different type of way, Sasha. I'm at the beginning, and Alex, you can back me up on this. We saw some of the queens. They were young queens. They were a little more inexperienced. And the thing that we said at the beginning of the episode for 15 was that experience is going to pay off. Thank you so much for not making us out to be liars.
I mean, if Sugar and Spice had sent you home, that would have been fucked up. okay, I'm Asian. So I'm Filipino, so I believe in everything.
Yes.
I believe in vampires, leprechauns, Bigfoot, you name it. And when I saw you on stage right before the final lip sync, I saw you close your eyes. I saw you go into the zone. And then when you opened your eyes, you were gone. Whoever you were, I was like watching somebody channel a spirit or something. Can you tell us about that? Am I making that up?
Well, you know, honestly, when it gets really big, when it gets really like, when I get in my humanness and be like, I'm like all nervous, that's when I honestly like, sometimes I'll just be like, Dad, can you take over?
My niece,
Laku, because she was like a big supporter of my drag and would come to shows. And we lost her during the pandemic. And it was like I gained some angels that could take it over for me. Like even when I did that J-Lo iHeart Music thing with Jennifer Lopez, I was so nervous and I was like, oh, Haku, I know like this was your favorite artist. Like just do it for me. And I just, you know, you just kind of like don't make it about you.
So
you
I love that.
Through it, you know?
I was just saying that Lonnie and I both work as stand-up comics, and there's a feeling right before you go on stage like, this is going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
So there's an amount of surrender that has to happen right before that moment. And I saw it. It was just magical.
I want to be a sponge and I want to go back to the competition. Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel like you had to actually be mother? Because it just seems like you had so much wisdom. And it's like when everybody else was going one way, Sasha Kobe would go another way. And I'm specifically talking about like when we were talking about the material challenge and everybody was picking a certain, and you said, well, I'm picking a goal because nobody else is picking it. It's like it was that type of wisdom. Did you feel like you had to be mother to some of the queens this season?
I don't feel like I had to. I feel like it just comes out. I don't know if it's like Hawaii. It's this aloha spirit.
It's Hawaii.
It's like this aloha-ness. You just like the first thing we always say to anybody when you meet them is like, oh, how are you? Did you eat?
Aww.
Like
that's island people.
Yeah. Like, and I think if anyone saw me on a global TV that from Hawaii, they would be like, oh, she's not aloha. So you have like, you know, I'm like,
Hawaiian women are really tough.
Oh, we are some tough ladies.
My best friend is Brooke Lee, who was Miss Universe.
But she is Miss
She's Aloha. A tough bitch. Yeah. You don't fuck with her. You did that don't fuck with me thing when you went, we're doing the senior challenge for this thing. And it was cute that you guys tried to take, we're doing heavy metal. And it was cute that you guys tried to take over, but nice try. My question is here, and I'm sure many people are wondering, how many times did you have to practice that lip sync reveal where you pulled the spine out of your dress and it came apart? Like now
genius.
I want to get undressed that way. Like I want all my clothes to have like a chopstick in the middle that I pull out and everything just falls to the ground.
Y'all, we made this whole look based on if I make the top two. I mean, technically, you just like bring a cat suit because, you know, it's like a very if, like you're not going to go and like do all this work. But I'm like heavy manifestation. And that's the old burlesque trick, the corset boning.
That
And I actually saw it online and I was sitting on this thing for like since 2016. We were looking for a right moment to do it and it just made sense to reveal. The thing was for that number specifically, it was like they never actually just saw like Sasha Kobe at a brunch drunk naked. like all my friends were like, you were so clothed all season. I was like, let me just be like myself and like do a brunch number, like just get naked, roll around the floor, give you sex, give you trans girl.
Right.
But that thing was being stoned in shifts. My daughter, Godoy, who's on this last season of Next in Fashion, she's an amazing designer, but she made the coat and the gown, had it stoned. People were coming in shifts, honey, that week.
Wow.
Week still.
Yeah.
So I didn't get that outfit until like the day of, the day before. And this coat is like, you saw how huge their coat
was.
Huge.
Yes, that puffer cut was massive.
It was
massive.
Rolled up and it looked like three dead bodies in body bags. It looked like a long, like it made my snake tail look ridiculously small. It was so huge and I couldn't unwrap it and it's taking up all this space behind stage. So we couldn't practice. I never tried that thing on.
Wow.
Then I couldn't try on the gown because there was no place to do this thing because then you have to take your time to put it back in. I did it before with the silver like boning or the silver rod, but we had painted it purple just a little to make it like disappear. So you didn't see that coming, but then it made it a little sticky and I couldn't practice on it because like we had no time.
You literally did that one and done.
One and done, baby.
Oh, wow. You were touched by an angel, girl.
I literally pulled that thing at the last minute. I'm like, I'm going to rip this thing to make this count, like to hit this like beat right here. Oh, and wow. I literally went like that. And then I turned my hand and went, like, it was just enough tension for the universe to say, how bad do you want this?
Well, you wanted it and you got it, girlfriend. You know what?
You got it.
Can you talk to us real quickly about who is Sasha when you're not working? Just a regular day for Sasha.
Well, like, honestly, like, I didn't go on social media. I didn't look at my phone at all on Friday. And then Saturday, I woke up and I was like, I just want to do brunch. I just want to, like, go and walk around and, like, go thrifting and, like, have a nice Aperol and just relax and feel, like, feel it. And I'm, like, such a nerd and I'm, like, listen to too many, like, historical podcasts. Like, I love a good, like, royal mystery. Like, I'm about it. Yeah. Civilizations. I can watch a British documentary and it's, like, better than a heroin hit for me, you know?
Wow. That's a good thing, Sasha.
That's a good thing.
I sometimes when I'm, like, the amount of love was a lot. So I had to put the phone down and do something that has nothing to do with drag. I watched Succession, a few episodes, and I just like got lost in that. So I can just still feel like, I don't know, not get carried away. And then because as soon as you get carried away on these comments and do all the things, then you're like, you're going to find a bad one. And it's just going to ruin the day. So
enjoy the journey.
Yeah. And like, I do this for me. This isn't for like comments. Everyone should be so lucky to just see it. You know, and any of our art. So this is for me and it feeds me.
Good. Yeah. You said something. I just want to piggyback on it real quick. You said the love was a lot. Because we talk about this a lot on the show, how people handle the instant fame. Mm-hmm. This is a unique experience to the Rue Girls. Even if you're sent home first, there's a global spotlight on you. So how did you handle it when it first happened? And how did you know it first happened?
Well, while this was all going on, I mean, when we started touring, like the past few months while the show was airing, already the momentum, like every venue is like, we are selling out. And like some places that we never have, like everywhere, every single place I've gone has been sold out or like they've added another show. Mm. The amount of love that comes at me is like wild, you know, like it's beautiful. I mean, I can't even imagine like huge, you know, like a Beyonce energy if I'm feeling this from like, you know, these nightclubs, but to feel that everyone can see themselves in my experience in some way, so much that they're like, just like, it could make one feel like they could be a bitch or an asshole or, you know, a diva, but it just makes me finally feel like seen. Makes me feel like, it makes me feel like all the things that you get, I think for anyone to learn, because I learned that when I did Continental, like the thing that I was the most embarrassed about, which was like talking about my drug addiction when I was addicted to crystal meth,
thing
I wasn't embarrassed about it. I talked about it in my question and answer on stage.
Right.
That's the time I won. And then all these messages started coming in of how I helped someone not want to do it that day. Mm. And someone struggling in it, you know, and a lot of queer people, a lot of people I knew, a lot of drag queens I knew, mm-hmm. just found so much hope in me sharing the story. And then I realized that's when it clicked that this vulnerability thing is something so powerful, mm-hmm. especially me creating like such a strong persona on stage. The vulnerability mm-hmm. is something you don't expect, but that's the thing that connects us all.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, definitely. Especially now with social media, people are always trying to present the most perfect, unvarnished version of themselves, and they're missing out on the richness of a real person, and you certainly brought that.
You are bringing it.
It shows that we must need it in our society, mm-hmm. in our storytelling, mm-hmm. in our depictions of reality TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think Oprah had a good thing when she was thinking about this a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Television, you know. Yeah, and I like this era of kind of just putting your trauma out there
yeah.
and bonding over it and not having it define you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But also mm-hmm. people are learning from it. And so in this era, what is next for Sasha Kobe?
Ooh, an EGOT.
Yeah.
Yes. Manifest. Manifestation.
EGOT. I work great in 10 in decades, so... 18, I transitioned. Then at 28, I won Continental. Now 38 and 39, I won Drag Race. So by 48, all the letters.
That's right.
All right. You just said it out loud, and that's like casting a spell.
I mean, when you get a blessing, you got to like get the next blessing going, right?
That's right.
That's all we want. Like, you know, we fulfill a desire, then we get a new one.
Are you going to be a drag con?
I am. I'll be at Drag Con. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see everyone.
The official Sasha Kobe meet and greet.
Meet and greet.
Filipino that I'm going to show up with Tupperware with Kahlua pork and mac salad
as an offering. I hold you to this.
Okay.
Where can folks find you on social media, Sasha?
Oh, I was going to say on these streets.
On these streets.
Well, that's the funny thing. You don't know where you're going to find me, girl, because like, I am all over. Like people.
I'm behind you right now.
I was in Calgary one time. Like, what are you doing here? And then I'm in like Boston. Like, what are you doing? Like, you never know where you might see me. I think that's the funnest part is like, where in the world is Sasha Kobe? But you can find me on Instagram, all social media under Sasha Kobe, because I got it in. I got that name unlocked early.
Yep, you did.
The Sasha Kobe meet and greet is now official. Thank you so much for a wonderful, wonderful, I mean, we just truly enjoyed watching you this whole season.
Yeah, the whole season.
You're magnificent. And I can't wait to see you at DragCon.
And we all have something to learn from you. Your vulnerability made the entire world lean in
mm-hmm.
to your story.
And your vulnerability is your strength, actually. Yeah. Your vulnerability is your card to like unlock your strength. It really is.
Absolutely. We love you. I'll see you at DragCon. I'll be there with Tupperware.
Thank you, Sasha Kobe.
Thank you. The line starts on the left.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Lonnie, I love doing this podcast. I really do. This is like, I have so much fun just talking about the queens and meeting the queens and talking about drag and why we love it. What do you enjoy most about it?
Well, I love that we give the behind the scenes, the true behind the scenes feel of this show. And, you know, I just want to thank all of our squirrel friends out there for listening, for supporting us. Because when we say we want people to be positive, when we want it to be uplifting, we want it to be funny. That's what we try to do on this podcast. It's not about, you know, this is a competition, but it should be a friendly competition. It shouldn't, you know, be like, yo, okay, we're done with the season. Now everyone feels bad. We want everybody to be celebrated. Like, you know what I mean? So that's why I really like doing this type of podcast. And we hope that the Squirrel Friends understand and know that that is the purpose of this podcast, is to be positive and to show celebration. But also, you know what, Alec, we have talked about, especially during this season, and some really serious things that are happening in our country. And it's not just saying, oh, you know, fuck these people. No, we're telling you, look, this is what you need to do to help us so that we can abolish these crazy laws and policies, but also make people more aware and become allies to the LGBTQ plus community. That's why I like doing this podcast. And you're not bad. You know your stuff sometimes. I mean, just, you might repeat a story every now and then, but like,
listen, I'm an older, more mature woman. So if I start to slip, that's why. You know, in the meantime, we're going to take a break because season 15 is over. We're going to take a little break. So in the meantime, we're not leaving you high and dry. Lonnie and I would never do that. You can go back and listen to episodes you missed. We have some great ones. We've been, I don't even know how many episodes we've done, Lonnie. Like, if you wanted to binge, you could do this for a couple days. Yes. We recapped All-Star 7, Secret Celebrity Drag Race, and interviewed fan favorite queens like Raja, Jada Essence Hall, and Danny Beard. So lots of content to download.
Definitely. And thank you again to all the listeners. You know, be nice on social media to the queens. There's still, like, especially at the end of each season, there are going to be some queens that have hard feelings. And because it's a competition. And the thing that we always emphasize, especially, you know, Alec and I, we try to say, you guys are all winners. There is someone that's crowned, but they're always, always winners. And we want our squirrel friends that listen to us to remind the queens that when you see people kind of taking it hard, you know, kind of support them, give them some light, give them some love, because that is what keeps us all kind of grounded. So please show all of the queens on social media love and show Alex some love. Alex,
yes,
my followers went up.
What?
On Instagram. I'm almost at 2 million.
That's not fair. You already have a zillion.
It went up 100,000. So thank you, squirrel friends. I got up to 100,000 more followers, and that's because of my squirrel friends. You can follow me at Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram, at Lonnie Love on Twitter. Alec, please follow him. He's on Instagram at Alec Mappa, and he's so funny on Instagram. You guys are going to love him. So.
I'm going to express gratitude. My followers went up too. I am at a staggering 37,000 followers.
You better go ahead, 37.
Okay. You can listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us. 5 stars, please, and tell a friend.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.